Welcome back to the podcast. It's your girl, Nita Love, coming to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I am good. I hope you are too. To my supporters that have been listening to the podcast and hitting that listen or support button, I appreciate you so freaking much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am using Anchor.fm. Very simple, very easy. And I'm just going to get right on in the podcast. You know what I'm saying? I got a few questions. One question in particular. No, I haven't talked to my friend. No, I take that back. I did, because I tried to text them for their birthday and the text message kept saying failed. And I called them and wished them a happy birthday. They didn't really want to talk to me. It was a bit like, I'm good. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I just was calling to tell you happy birthday and all that good stuff, and I hope you have a good one. I will. And that was that. Like, I was like, oh, okay. So I knew that they didn't want to talk to me. So it was all good. Like, I'm not going to say that I regretted calling, but I did feel like, damn, they really fucking hate me after the phone call. But then once I start talking to, my cousin, and then my other friend, it's you know, building new connections and new friendships is just tricky for me because I don't trust people. I'm not in a good place of believing everything a person say. So I'm very easy and very standoffish when it comes to things. I don't want to judge people off of past experience. I don't. I do want to be very honest and as transparent as possible. And I don't care about what I share with a person that bothers them, may cause them to not want to communicate with me or want to be friends or hang out with me or any of that, because I have to be honest and I have to weed out the fake up front. You know what I'm saying? I have to do that. Like, I don't have time to have people in my life or bring people around me that in the end is gonna like be fake and phony. So I rather, you know, be careful than to be like, girl, yes, you real, I fuck with you. And then kind of find out she a fake, she a fraud. So no, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't got time for that. But after I talked to them, I realized that friendship is not, that wasn't, it was two different people that was friends, and two different people viewed that friendship differently. And the way I viewed the friendship was not how they viewed the friendship. And you gotta let it go. I just haven't let it go yet. You know what I'm saying? I just haven't. I'm getting there, people. Okay. I'm getting there. But it's a process. You know what I'm saying? It's a process because I'm loyal to a fault. And when I trust people and I love people and I look at you as family, it's just hard. You know, you tend to get family chances and opportunities to fuck up and fix it more than you would someone that you didn't give a shit about. I'm getting there. I'm not salty. I'm not mad. I'm not bitter or any of that. So I think that's great. You know what I'm saying? But I've had some questions. And some of them a little bit uncomfortable. A little bit uncomfortable. But I'm going to ask it anyway. And I'm just going to keep it 100. So the first question, this is another question from Ms. Madison, because Ms. Madison is the one that asked me about how soon to date after a breakup and about casual dating, because, and she said I could share it with you, and it's just Madison, you don't know anything about her. But anyway, she met someone and they've been hitting it off and getting along very, very well, but she recently broke up with her boyfriend that she was dating for 3 years. I think it was 3 years, maybe 2 years, 3 years. I don't feel like going back in the email, but I think it was for it's either 2 to 3 years. They broke it off. And I think it was a mutual decision. And now, you know, she's been meeting different people and she wants to casual date, but she wanted to know like how soon afterwards should she, and how long should she actually do casual dating before she actually say, you know what, I'm ready to settle down. So that's where that came from. And so she asked me another question about sexual gratification. And the question, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to paraphrase because it was long. So basically, the question was, in relationships of 2022, people are advertising sex toys and are advertising sex toys. What? I don't know what she meant by that. Oh, and glides. Sex toys and glides. Liquid glides. Advertising sex toys and liquid glides. Would you rather a relationship that's open to sex toys, or would you like missionary first base type of relationship? Oh, so would you like, so basically she's saying social media, internet website or whatever has been advertising sex toys and liquid glides, really like lubricants that helped women get an orgasm. Am I okay? Would I rather be in a relationship who is open to sex toys and lubricants, or would I rather just old fashioned, let's just keep it between me and you, body to body? I'm open. I'm for the open minded type of situation. You know what I'm saying? I think that if a man and a woman cannot comfortably enjoy having other spices in their relationship, I think it's a reflection on who they are. I think, like, if a woman don't want toys or a man don't want toys, you have a preference, and it's okay to say I'm not comfortable with that and I don't want to do that. But I think that when a man is like, ain't no toys coming in here, to me it makes me feel like they're not sure of their manhood or their sexuality, or they think that they are not pleasing that woman. So maybe that's why they have a problem with those toys. And let's just be honest. There are more older people that are interest sexually into toys than there are younger people. Because most older people get to the point where they have a hard time getting stimulated. And so they have turned to toys. It's just many older people don't advertise like, hey, look at me. Look at Pinky. They don't do that like younger people, you know, because younger people wants to be like, this is the end. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Madison. I thought about actually selling sex toys. So my family and friends hear this, they probably be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You been drinking, girl, on Tuesday? I have not been drinking, people. But sex toys is a very lucrative business. Like, it is money to be made. Let me just say that. And what's a better way to make money from making people happy with a product that makes people happy? Like, seriously. Like, I have considered it. I thought about it, but I freaked out and didn't go through with it because, again, I was worried about what my family and friends would say if I did do it. And so I didn't. But it has came back on my mind a few times. I was offered a job opportunity to do it, to sell, you know, toys. So it's not something that I decided on. But, yeah. Yeah, so I just thought I had to share that with you. But no, I'm very much in the open to let's have some fun, add some toys and spice into your type of situation. Relationship, honey. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay, so this question is from Miss Trevor. I think it's Mr. Trevor, but you know how people try to change their username or whatever. So Miss Trevor asks, have I ever faked the funk doing intercourse? Oh my God. No, I've never. I have never. I know people do fake orgasms. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a friend or two that have told me that they done faked, you know, here and there, whatever. I know men that have faked like they've gotten their orgasm, like they've reached their peak and they really hadn't, but that's because they couldn't or whatever. But I have never faked it. I just think that if I have to fake the funk to get to get gratification, like, I don't want you. Like, I don't want you touching me. Like, I don't want to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I just think, like, why do I have to fake it? Because if I'm faking it, then that means we're not seeing eye to eye. You're not giving me what I need and what I want. And it's probably some hidden things that's going on between us. So, no, I've never faked it. I've never faked it. yeah, I've never faked it. All right, next question. Okay, so next question. Reef asks, what is your favorite position? And if you reach your peak every time? I don't really think that I have a favorite position, to be honest, because I'm pretty much open to whatever I feel comfortable with at that time, or whatever me and my partner feels comfortable with at that time. So, and me, intimate, when it comes to intimacy, many times it's mental for me. So if I'm not in a good mental space, or if I'm not in a good emotional place, intimacy for me would not be what it probably would have been the day before, or last week, or the week before. It may be a little different. You know what I'm saying? I will say I love receiving oral. And I can honestly say that I don't think that I have every time orally. I don't. I don't remember. But I don't think that I have every time orally, but I have every time with my partner, if that makes sense. I think I made sense, because I feel so uncomfortable having these asking these questions. But I did say that I was going to do it. So that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So don't judge me, people. Don't judge me. So I'm going to say this. I don't have a favorite position. However, I do love oral pleasure. And I don't think that I have reached my peak every time orally, but I have reached my peak when I was, anytime that I was intimate with my partner. I'm going to say that. Okay. All right. Next question. People, you got to give me something else besides this, because I don't like these conversations. Okay. So next question is, Miss Love, would you ever date a man without teeth? So are you saying like snag, or are you saying like a partial, or are you saying like, what are you saying? Like, because that's all you gave me. Because, you know, if I meet you and I don't see that you don't have teeth, and we actually hit it off and we clicking and whatever, I could, because I'm going to talk you into going and get you some teeth. But if you got a partial in or something like that, that doesn't matter to me or whatever. But I'm going to be honest with you. If I didn't notice that you ain't have teeth, and then I notice you have teeth, I'm going to say something. Like, you got to do something with your teeth. You just have to. You know what I'm saying? I used to look at people's teeth when I talked to them. You know what I'm saying? And I used to always feel like people need to make sure that, you know, they teeth is at least flossed in between them and this and that, whatever. But then I started having so many problems with my teeth from me being anemic, and me vitamin D deficiency and things like that, and going to horrible dentist clinics that was fucking my mouth up even worse. I don't judge people by their teeth anymore, because I know that that is a real thing, and that people really are having problems. You know what? I shaved. And I don't really grow hair on my arms like talking about, but when I shave, I'll take and like do my arms just in case I have like little specks, because I'm not a hairy person. And I think I'm gonna stretch my arm, because it's burning right now. Child, it is burning. I don't think that that's a deal breaker, unless and they say I'm not going to give me a partial or nothing like that. Because, baby, you can get a partial for $200. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like, for a good one, you could get one for like $2,000-$3,000, a decent one. You know what I'm saying? So, come on now. Like, we can figure this out. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Moving on. Last question. And I don't know who this one is from, because I didn't put a name by it. This question is, could you forgive Could you forgive infidelity? I don't know. Where I'm at now, mentally and emotionally, I would have to say no. I would have to say no. Because I'm the type of person that, regardless of whatever situation I'm in, if I love you, I love you. I'm going to give you whatever I can while you're with me. I'm going to love you. I'm going to look out for you. I'm going to be concerned for you. I will try my best to protect you the best way that I can. I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I may not be able to do every single thing that they may want me to do the way they think I should do it. I may not be able to do it, you know, that way. You know what I'm saying? But I will do my best to try and make them happy. But I can't say that I will forgive infidelity. And the reason why I say that now is because I've been accused of cheating and I wasn't even cheating. So if a person can't forgive me for them feeling or thinking that I'm cheating, why would I ever try to forgive people for actually cheating on me? You know what I'm saying? Like having relationship or going seeking out other women to be with because you've made it in your mind that I'm not giving you what you want fast enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I don't think I could forgive infidelity. I think the person I was probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, I probably would have been more forgiving. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I truly love you, and I truly believe that you made a mistake, I truly believe that you wouldn't do this to me again, I truly believe that you will do whatever you can to make up to me for what you did wrong, I would have been more forgiving then. But who I am now and the way that so many certain things have happened to me and my identity being stolen and me having to go to court, because I had to go to court and listen to this little punk get caught up in lies after lies. And then finally they had a mental break because they couldn't keep up with the lies that they were telling. But even that, you know what I'm saying? Let me say this, because I'm probably going off track. A person stole my identity trying to hurt someone else. And I just ended up being caught in a crossfire because they were trying to hurt someone else. They thought that I was that person pretending to be someone else. So they intentionally went out to hurt me, but they were trying to hurt me because they thought that I was someone else, right? With that being said, people that I knew and loved and cared about were the ones that brought it to my attention, and they believed it. They believed the lies. They believed all of it, right? So even after the fact, having to go to court, having to do deposition, having to do all of that, having to get a lawyer, not having access to my money, I was still lying. They still believed the worst in me. Then what was even worse was we didn't realize how much damage this person had did to my account, my business, my banks. We didn't know how much stuff that they had done. One of my friends that actually brought it to my attention was still logging into those systems. So when they were trying to log into the system, it was making it look like I was, like it really was true, like I really knew this person and I was really giving this person access to these accounts and things like that, because where I was and where my computer was different from where people was logging in at. You see what I'm saying? And so I was asked, I said, well, did you try to log back in? And they sat on that phone and told me, no, they wasn't. And come to find out they was. And then they was like, you lied and you this and you that. And I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? And it was just a big thing. Like, really, really was a big thing. And even after that, I wasn't mad with my friends. I didn't hate them. I didn't resent. Like, I was, like, I wanted to be mad at them. But because of their actions, it probably kept me from going to jail. To be honest with you, it probably kept me from going to jail. And it probably kept me from getting in worse trouble. And it also brought, it also was able to help four other women get justice for what this person was doing, because they didn't just do it to me, to my friend and me. They did it to other people too. So it did help other people in the process of doing it. But it was just the fact that people that I trusted and care about would believe anything about me. Even like, if you looked at, if like when I was, when they were going over the information and stuff and they were spreading different things out and different things that the person was saying, different times, different things that the person was saying that they seen me and that I was where they were at and this and that, whatever. I was with my friends at my office working. You see what I'm saying? Or like they would say they met me somewhere at a park or something like that, right? But when they were saying they met me at the park, I was on the phone with my friend at home. But they still believed it. They still believed it. Because then they said, well, it was times where I would call you, girl, and you didn't answer your phone. And like I would be calling you for like 2-3 hours and stuff like that. But I was still at home. Like, I was still at home. Nobody was there. It was just me and my daughter with disabilities. So I left her at the house by herself. And this person said my daughter was with me when they met me. So it was like, I didn't want to be the one that was like, you know, this doesn't make no sense. Why am I explaining myself to you? Blah, 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 blah. So because of different, because of those type of things where I've had to explain myself even when I didn't do anything wrong, which in their defense, I cannot wholeheartedly say that I probably wouldn't have questioned rather there is true to what they were saying compared to what the other people were saying. I probably would have questioned it too. But when I looked at certain things, for if I looked at some of what was presented to me that I should know was clear bullshit, yes, I would have given them a pass. I would not have held that against them. And that's the truth. There's no way in the world I would have believed that if some of what you were telling me was not true, didn't make sense, or was questionable. Like, I wouldn't have. And that's just me. But because of those different things, where I'm at now, it's like I don't feel comfortable giving people chances when no one that I ever truly held to a high standard, like real friendships, like real cool, great people, gave me. Nobody gave me a chance to fuck up or make a mistake without punishing me for it. No one. So I don't know if I could forgive infidelity. I don't know if I could do that. Like, I would like to think that people may make mistakes, but where I'm at now, I just feel like anybody that cheats on me, just not happy with me, just didn't want me. Like, I wasn't it for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. That's just how I feel. Cause I feel like I'm a good person, which I don't need to tell people I'm a good person because I am a good person. But I'm just saying, like, I'm a good person. I'm good to people. So I just don't think that anybody that cheats on me or leave me or don't want to be with me, even friendships that people decide I don't want to be your friend no more, like, that would never make sense to me because I know that I've always been a good friend. So I can't say that I would forgive for infidelity. I can't. All right, so that was my last question, but I'm going to say this. Just a rundown of the few of the questions that I asked. When it comes to intimacy in your relationship, you have to listen to each other. You have to talk to one another. You have to be open and honest. And I'm going to be honest with you. In order to continue to have a spicy, intimacy in your, you know, in your relationship, you have to be willing to try new things or different things. You have to be able to accept any challenges that a person may be going through. If you cannot accept any challenges that that person is going through, you're never going to be happy with them. You're never going to be happy with them. If you hurt a person and you think that it was nothing and you move on to another situation, be careful. Be careful. I wish you well. I wish you the best, but just be careful. For as toys or no toys, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. And I'm not telling people, hey, you're supposed to have toys and you should be. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if the reason for a person not wanting to have toys in their relationship is because they look at that as cheating or infidelity, I think in 2022, that's a little weird. I'm just saying, it's a little weird. It's a little weird. And there are more older people, you know, that's full-blown into these toys than younger people. Younger people just get all the fucking credit for it now because they act like they woke. They been doing it. No, you haven't. You'd be surprised at the older people that love toys. I'm just saying. So just be honest with yourself. Be honest with your partner. And let me tell you something. Single women... Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing better than having a friend that's going to give you what you need when you need it, when you want it, how you want it, and you ain't even got to worry about bringing you a fucking STD back. You hear me? Because you can assist it however you want, honey, and you ain't got to worry about that SOB going out cheating on you or deciding that I won't be with you no more. I'm just saying. That's it. And for his infidelity, each his own. Some people are more forgiving than others. And just because a person may have fell short and may have disappointed someone doesn't mean that you're a horrible person. It doesn't mean that you're the worst person in the world. It doesn't mean that at all. We all make mistakes. But your mistakes may cost you your relationship. So be careful at the kind of mistakes that you make. Now, again, where I'm at in my life, I don't know if I would be able to forgive a person for infidelity. But I do believe in being fair. I do believe in that. I do believe in love. I think love is an amazing thing. I do believe in black love, honey. I believe in all, any kind of love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just believe in love and goodness and happiness and all that good stuff. I believe in it. Like, I just like the woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-ness of it all right now. Like, it just feels, you know, like when you meet new people, new friends, and like when people date you and they try to woo you in. Like, I think that is one of the most amazing feelings in the world. You know what I'm saying? But when that feelings continues, like, even when you don't talk to that person and then out of, like, you ain't talked to them for, like, days or maybe weeks. And then all of a sudden they call you or text you and you like, what? Is that crazy? Like, oh, my God. Like, I like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really do like that. I love, like, a friend of mine is, like, in that, like, introduction of connection type of phase right now. And she's like, oh, my God, he is so nice or whatever. And I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah. And I think that, okay, she's probably going to get mad. But I hope she doesn't push him away. Because she having, just like me, some trust issues going on. And although she likes him a lot, she thinks he's a very nice person. It's like, okay. I mean, I like hanging out with you. I like talking to you. Woo-woo. But it's just this. We just chilling. Ain't no connection. You ain't finna fuck me. We ain't finna do none of it. And I just hope that she don't become so guarded to where she doesn't allow a real connection to happen. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. But that's my time, you guys. I hope you like the questions. Please don't judge me because I normally don't answer these type of questions. Thank you guys, each one of you, for those questions. I had some more questions because some of them sent more than one fucking question. And, you know, and I just wanted to kind of like spice it up just a little bit, just a little bedazzle, just a little bedazzle. And still keep it respectful and, you know, all that good stuff. You guys, continue to come back and support my podcast. Continue to come back. I appreciate you so much. You guys, remember, stay true to yourself. Do not let anyone else's thoughts and opinion dictate who and what you think of yourself. When they go low, we go high, like the former first lady. Let your family and friends know that you love them, not because tomorrow ain't promising no one. And I am not a doctor nor a therapist of any of that. And I think that you should love accordingly to how you feel. I think you should be open to it, embrace it, enjoy it. Because guess what? You only have one life. One life. And stop putting labels on it. Enjoy yourself. Peace.